That's right. Look out, Ohio. The candidates are battling away there all week long. Our voters in Lake County, Ohio, have caught more than a few glimpses of President Obama and Mitt Romney during the campaign. During a few hours of lively discussion over the weekend, we heard the views of seven voters in politically swinging Lake County, Ohio. We've been sharing those views all week long. Mom and attorney Marissa Carnaccio, immigration activist Veronica Dahlberg, contractor Al Jones, working mom Kim Loby, white-collar worker and consultant Joe Turpak, business owner John Rampe, and student Kiara Jones. They all told us their preferences. All but two had made up their minds on the campaign. We'll get a final vote in a moment. But we also wanted to know more about this place, Lake County. For instance, how do blacks, whites, the haves, the have-nots, Latinos, and others interact? I put it to African-American Al Jones. How candidly do people speak about race in Lake County?
I don't think that there is an organized effort against race here in Lake County. I really do not believe that. But let's face it, there are people who absolutely refuse to vote for Barack Obama because he's white, okay? A couple of my friends says right off the bat, period, well, not. So, yes, it's out there because we have to understand life. Race is going to be around as long as there are people. But I don't think it's insurmountable in Lake County.
Marissa?
I think we can have those conversations in Lake County, but to Al's point about how he knows people that will say, well, I'm not going to vote for Barack Obama because he's African American or because of his race, I think the same can be said on the reverse of African American voters saying, I'm not going to vote for Mitt Romney. They vote for an African American because of their race. I guess what I'm saying is I think the reverse is true.
Yeah.
Do you think a lot of African Americans vote for Barack Obama simply because he's black?
The ones that don't actually know the facts of the politicians are going to do. The people that don't know what's actually going on, but they just see, like, who's actually running. It's like, oh, well, yeah, he's black. I just vote for him. I actually know people that's just voting for him because he's black.
Al, you got a comment there?
I don't think it's just because he's black. I think it's because of the fact that he's a Democrat, okay, because it seems though the Republican Party have decided to write us off. So I think a lot of it is because of he is a Democrat.
I mean, I obviously don't agree with that. No, I don't think the Republican Party writes off anybody. They're accepting of all races, backgrounds. That's I think, people in general, right? My point is that, yes, you're going to find Caucasian people who say, I won't vote for him because of his skin color, and you'll find African-American
people. I got that point. Yes. But are you making a larger point that is the Republicans in America today are cast in some sense as racists?
Absolutely. I think you'd ask people in general. I have a very dear girlfriend who lives in Pittsburgh, and she is a diehard Democrat, and her favorite line to me is that the Republicans, you don't care about people. And I think that is probably a good summation of what a lot of Democrats feel about Republicans in general.
You think Republicans are a bunch of racists, Al?
Of course not. No, I don't think that.
But do you see
the
where
old
she's
cliche
coming from?
Is some of my best friends are Republicans. So no, I don't think they're a bunch of racists. I think that their persuasion, their political views are not in the best interest in the minority community.
It's the messaging. I mean, I don't feel Republicans are racist, but what you can't help when you look at the Republican convention and see a sea of white, and then you look at Democrat and you see every color imaginable, that's a problem. So they can't seem to get out of that hole and
but I think they're
diversified.
They've come a long way in diversity. I mean, Marco Rubio, Condi, I mean, they're definitely, I think at this convention they were doing more to showcase the diversity of the Republican Party. I think that was pretty evident.
Well, certainly you've demonstrated here that it is possible to have an intelligent conversation about race in Lake County, that's for sure. A personal question to Kim. You voted for Barack Obama in 08. You seem pretty solidly in the camp of Romney today. If there is a path from Obama to Romney for you, would there be a path back to Obama? What would it take for you to vote for Barack Obama if there was something he could do in the next month or so?
I don't think I can go back to Obama just because the last 4 years haven't been enough hope. I haven't seen enough hope. If something changes dramatically in the next debate, which, believe me, I'll be watching every minute, I'm going to call you, Al. We're going to watch together.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait.
Your speed dial if something changes like that.
Yeah.
We want to know. All right, we're going to go around the table now. Look around at the people you've been with for the last couple of hours. Who is it you feel like you most related to? All right, and we'll start with you, Joe.
I'd first like to say it's been a pleasure for me to participate in this committee, and I feel I've made some new friends, and I've learned some things. If I had to pick someone that I relate to in this room, it would be Marissa, and it would be John.
All right, Al?
Marissa, I would like to talk to you more because I believe that I would be able to convince you to come over to my way. Okay, but I think in all honesty that you're easy to talk to, okay? Your points are your points and my points are my points, and I like to deal with people like that. Absolutely, period.
Thanks, Al.
Kiara?
John, he's my favorite. I love it. He's open-minded, and he knows his stuff. I think that I would love to have lunch sometime.
John, you got any other lesbian basketball player for me?
Lesbian? Yeah, no, I really don't. But I'm willing to make one,
Obviously.
Come along, right?
All right, before we close this committee session, we will take a final vote, see if everybody's still in the position that they were at about an hour and a half ago. If you had to vote right now, Mitt Romney or Barack Obama, Joe?
Mitt.
Honestly, I don't know, but I'm going to say Obama, so I'm leaning Obama.
Obama. Romney.
Mitt, yeah.
Whoa. Okay. He came off the fence. John came off the fence.
He came on board.
One way or the other. So I'm the scale is just kind of that way. There was an interesting article, if I may digress for a second. It was a memorandum to the newly elected president in 2016. The president was elected as an independent because all of the Republicans and Democrats became so disillusioned with their respective parties that they hoped for an independent could pull the fat out of the fire. It went through a whole series of events of why we elected an independent in 2016, and I thought it was fascinating.
Well,
and I think we're going to come down to that.
Maybe that's where we're headed.
And we'll just let John digress there. John Rampe, our elder statesman of the Ohio Voter Committee we assembled last weekend. And they just kept talking long after I stopped asking questions. We thank all of our Lake County, Ohio voters. You can meet them again, see pictures, get all of their names, listen again to our conversation by visiting our website at takeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.